So this audio is going to have a bit more of an introduction than I usually do because it is definitely a different audio than I normally do, and it requires some explanations. So basically there is this user who is totally blind and he requested that someone off GYA make this type of audio for him, and I decided to do it because it seems interesting and fun, and I get to talk about my favorite person. Well, my favorite celebrity on the planet. So basically, he wants us to, in very good detail, describe a celebrity and, you know, basically go from there. So I picked Deborah Ann Woll because she is so sexy and I love her so much. She is my, like, definitely female celebrity crush. So I'm basically going to be describing her in the best detail that I can. I am currently looking through her Instagram trying to find a picture. She's actually, like, for a celebrity, I don't know, she doesn't, like, go over the top. Most of her pictures are just like a normal person's pictures. Maybe I should Google one. Unfortunately, she has no nudes, so I can't describe her naked body. Because trust me, I've tried to find them. So, the main thing about Deborah Ann Woll is her hair. She has red hair. Very, very, very pretty red hair. I don't think she lightens it. I think just with age it has lightened significantly because my aunt has red hair and it's lightened as she's gotten older. But in her, especially, so she's most known for her role in True Blood, and that's when her hair was super red, but it's faded to more of like a strawberry blonde color now, and it's pretty long. Not anything, like, crazy. I would say it goes to, like, the top of her chest, like, the top of her boobs. It's usually kind of, like, wavy or tousled. It's not really slightly curled. It's not usually, like, straight in a lot of her pictures. So I think I found a good one. I am making the executive decision to masturbate while I do this because Deborah Ann Woll is hot, and yeah. So, like I said, she's most known for her hair, that's for sure. Her hair color looks really good with her skin. She's very pale, rosy cheeks, definitely fits the whole, I don't know if the person I'm doing this for has watched True Blood, but she's definitely fits that whole Southern Belle vibe. Rosy cheeks, pale skin, she's just delicious. She has blue eyes, so definitely the typical redhead, pale skin. She doesn't really have freckles. Pale skin, blue eyes. I'm trying to find, like, a better picture, a closer picture, so I could describe her eyes better. She's actually, I would say she's a bit on the tall side. I don't know her exact height, but she's not, like, short. She has pretty, like, big eyes. I wouldn't say that they're like that slanted, kind of, like, not slanted, this is hard to do while masturbating. I might not actually be able to do this. They're like that slightly, like, very, very wide almondy shape, but they're, like, a little bit tilted up at the corners. Her eyes are very pretty, very breathtaking. The color of blue is very, very clear. I would say more like a sky blue than an ocean blue. Yeah, definitely more of like a sky blue than an ocean blue. And her eyebrows are the same color as her hair. which is like a weird thing for me to say, or might be a weird thing for me to say to a guy, but to a girl, you would understand why you would say that. But yeah, her eyebrows are the same color as her hair. They are not the super like pencil thin eyebrows, thank God. They're pretty, they're taken care of, but they're nice. They're like a little bit on the thicker end, like the popular trendy eyebrows right now. They're not the overplucked pencil thin ones. I'm not really sure how I would describe a nose. That's kind of a challenge. She has nice cheekbones. That's something I definitely can say. She has, I would say, like an oval face, and she definitely has nice cheekbones. She has a tiny little bit, actually kind of similar to me. She has a tiny little bit of like a dimple in her chin, like the butt chin or the cleft chin, whatever you call it. So she kind of has like an oval face with the very, very nicely cut cheekbones and the tiny, tiny, like almost barely there, like dimple in her cheek. And she has like a mole or a beauty mark on the right side of her face, right on top of like a little bit away from the corner of her, the right side of her lip. And that sounds like it might be ugly, but I don't know, it just fits with her face really well. She has perfect lips. Her lips are gorgeous. And the good thing about lips is you can kind of tell what a girl's nipple color looks like by the color off of her lips. So I would imagine that with her pale skin and the color of her lips that she has, very nice breasts. Unfortunately, she has never gotten naked for a role, so that kind of sucks. But she has perfect lips. They're actually pretty much pretty symmetrical. They're basically the top and the bottom, I would say, are definitely the same size. She has a pretty defined Cupid's bow. Definitely nice, pretty lips. Her teeth are extremely, let me find a different picture for her teeth. She has very nice teeth, as most celebrities do, but her teeth are very straight, like at the bottoms of them. Like I have like kind of like waviness at the bottoms, but her teeth are almost like they were probably filed. I'm not gonna lie, she's a celebrity, they were probably filed to be that straight. She has really nice teeth though. She has a really nice smile. When she smiles, her she has big cheeks. The apples of her cheeks come out, which is very cute and adds to like her Southern belle charm. Her teeth are very straight, very white, and she has a nice like slim nose. She's definitely like just like a Southern belle kind of beauty. Sometimes she wears glasses, and when she wears her glasses, there she looks very nerdy, which I find hot. She is on the skinny side, but I wouldn't say she's like too skinny. She's definitely, because I don't really like extremely skinny women. I'm sorry if that's, you know, rude to somebody, but she's definitely on the skinny side, but a little bit not too skinny. It's definitely, she has a nice body. I'm trying to find a picture of her body so I can describe that, because I think I did okay with her face. I've never really had to describe somebody in great detail, so I'm not sure if I did that good enough, but one can only hope. Yeah, she's definitely on the tall side in this picture with Anna Paquin. She's definitely taller than her. I love her skin. I love how pale and pretty her skin is. I just find her to be one of the most attractive women on the planet. She doesn't really have, like, her breasts are kind of on the small side, but they fit with her body. She has nice cleavage in certain shirts. I would say that she is curvy, though. Like, she isn't a super stick-thin twig, for sure. I'm pretty sure I first saw her in True Blood, where she plays Bill's prodigy that he was forced to make. And I don't know, I just fell in love with her. She's very, very, very attractive. her voice, everything about her is super attractive. I've always been very, very attracted to her, and I definitely have quite a few fantasies revolving around her, which is kind of, this is where it's going to get awkward for me. Kind of awkward to talk about. So I don't know if I will be able to to do that. I might just have to pick a porn to finish this off, because I mean, you know, most of my fantasies are just, you know, me and her having sex. that's awkward. It's awkward. So I'm just going to watch something to finish this off. I'm not really going to describe it or talk about it much, because this audio is supposed to be about Deborah Ann Woll, but I don't, you know, can't really talk about any fantasies. It's too awkward. Maybe I'll do that in another audio. Ugh.